Blog Talk Radio.
That'll wing it.
Welcome to Living Astrology with host Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and human design consultant, and her co-host, Jason Levanis, intuitive tarot card reader and teacher, as well as feng shui consultant. At Living Astrology Radio, we are committed to empowering people to reach for the stars. Now enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology. I'm your host, Janet Hickox. And today, my sidekick, Jason Levanis, is with me. Hello, Jason.
Good evening, my blue-eyed goddess. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I just got kicked out of the studio in the background. So this very well might mean that you may or may not be flying solo this evening, but I'm more than happy to stay on the line. Yeah, this Mercury bullshit, I'm over it.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, the thing is, we're done with it, right? We're done with it, but we're not really done with it because we still have those next couple of weeks of the shadow period before we're actually into new territory with Mercury. So expect a little bit of hijinks for the next couple of weeks. You know, par for the course.
Did you say hijinks?
I did.
I love I'm that word. You never get to hear it. Oh, my God, I love that word. You never get to hear it anymore.
Hijinks. There you go.
I appreciate that. I have to tell you, I'm psyched about your show tonight because I'd like to try and get clear in my mind this understanding between the nodes, their sort of their purpose, their place, and this understanding of a shift. You know, anytime I hear about a shift like this, when I thought about, you know, Osiphius and, you know, things being interpreted differently, it makes me think, oh, there's a shift now. Things are going to be interpreted differently, and I'm excited to hear about it.
Yay! It's going to be exciting, although it's going to be crazy. So I would just like to congratulate the Congress of the United States of America for creating civil war today. Let me just start that right there. As the Republican House of Representatives has decided to overhaul health care, and in that has literally fucked over, and folks, you just heard Janet Hickox cuss, messed with us little people and decided that if you have a pre-existing condition that maybe you need to pay more than other people, or that if you are part of an employer plan, that employers no longer have to supply you with an option for, like, for instance, my husband this year used a lot of medical care, which he doesn't normally,
right.
And so out-of-pocket expenses we've already fulfilled, but you don't have to do that anymore. And they don't even have to cover anything like contraceptives or birth control in any way, shape, or form. And before, it was just religious organizations that had that. They've also taken away a lot of different things this week. So, you know, I just want to congratulate them for getting a civil war in action here, or at least the potential of in the near future. You know, what's funny about that, Jason, is that even the doofus president this week started talking civil war, only the past civil war, and how he thought it really didn't need to happen. I mean, the man has no brain. He just talks off the top of his head without even thinking. And this move of the nodes coming up here next week is huge for the United States of America. And as we get into the show, I will tell you why. It plays into the Great American Solar Eclipse that happens August 21st. And as we get into the show here today, I will tell you why. And, of course, for those of us born in, let's see here, 1961, 62, and those of you born in the late 90s, early 2000s, who had Leo, Aquarius, North nodes in their birth charts, you will also, and there's other dates too, I just lost them out of my brain. Thank you, Mercury. So we're gonna travel through quite a bit of territory today and also get some readings done. Now, guess what, guys? Jason can't really see you in the background. So if you're not being tagged by the producer yet, don't panic. I will bring you on the line. I may not know who you are by your area codes. I think I see Tom out there, and you're probably the only one besides Shelby, who I talked to before the show, that's actually going to, who's going to be known when I bring you in. So bear with us as Mercury is still playing a little bit of a game. So here we go. Leo and Aquarius nodes. So, Jason, the best question probably is, what are the nodes? I think that's probably what you really want to know, correct? Hello, is Jason out there?
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me? I was muting my cursing in the background because at this moment I don't even have an internet connection. So I'm just cursing. Sorry about that.
Well, you just have an internet connection because you're online with me, and that's good. So anyway, so we're going to start with that little bit of a description of what the nodes are. Because I think a lot of people wonder, you know, the North Node is not a place. It's not a planet. That I can say, okay, here's where the North Node is. It isn't that. It's a point, and it is a mathematically contrived point. And essentially, it is this. From our position on the Earth, it is the point at which the Sun and the Moon cross one another in the Northern Hemisphere and then also in its southernmost declination. That's all a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. All you need to know is this. The North Node is what we consider your destiny, the path or life path trajectory that you're taking in this lifetime. Wherever it is placed in your chart is where you are actually moving, the way you're moving toward experiencing life in this particular lifetime. The South Node is exactly opposite of the North Node. So if you're North Node is in Leo, then your South Node is in the opposite polarity, which is Aquarius. Thus, it makes an axis. And the South Node is the place we would call karma. And I read a spectacular word that I just love today to describe karma, and that, and as it relates to the North or South Node, and that is habits, right? The habits that we've formed in lifetimes past, where perhaps we are sort of entrained in behaviors that won't work for us in this lifetime. So we have to make a shift. We have to learn how to do things differently. And in so doing, we find ourselves successful in new ways as opposed to the ways that we have tried to do them so far. Now, human design, we look at the nodes a little differently. The North Node and the South Node comprise, like I said earlier, your life path trajectory, where the South Node holds sway for the first 40 years of your life, and then the North Node becomes activated when you turn 40 and becomes a time where you're really moving more towards what it is you're here to accomplish in this life. Does all that make sense, Jay?
Absolutely, it does.
Perfect. So,
I'm hearing a strange beep. Are you hearing a beep?
No. No beep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I'm sorry you're hearing it, however.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about the nodes today, we're going to be talking about the transiting nodes, right? So not all of you listening today have Leo and Aquarius as your North and South nodes. But you have Leo and Aquarius somewhere in your chart. And the transits through these houses sort of give you an idea of where you have to integrate the energies of what Leo and Aquarius demonstrate to us. So, for example, if your Leo North Node is in the first house, let's say, or the transiting Leo North Node is in the first house, then there's going to be a lot of work that you're doing on yourself and incorporating much more of you standing on your own. And then also by opposition, Aquarius energy would be in your seventh house. And you would also have to learn about relationships and how to be able to be yourself within a relationship. So as we look at people's charts today, that's what we'll be asking that question. Where is this transiting through your chart? And what is it that you're being asked to integrate more and more of? So what does the North Node in Leo look like? So, for example, the sign of Leo is really all about our creativity, our self-expression, becoming the center of attention. That just makes my skin crawl as I say that, because I have a sun in the 12th house, which means I really like to hide behind the scenes. Thus, radio is perfect for me because I don't have to be seen. I can be heard. And now that the North Node is going to be transiting on top of my natal North Node, I'm going to have to become more visible in some way. And it's kind of funny because, as you know, Jason, I've been working on that video series for educational purposes, and it puts me out
yes.
front and center, totally out of my comfort zone, but certainly where I'm meant to be, along with my North Node.
What is that beeping?
Well, for any of you living in Washington, you know that today we're under a severe thunderstorm watch. And that never happens in this part of the country. For God's sakes, it just never happens, or rarely happens. So apparently that is a warning telling me that we are under the gun. I should check and see, take cover. I don't know. What does it want from me? I don't know. But just one more distraction in what has been a very funny day. So,
yikes.
Yeah, showers and thunderstorms, gusty winds and small hail. Yeah, typical for most of the country, right? Or at least like maybe even for you over there on the East Coast. Just not typical for me here on the West Coast. So they felt like they needed to warn me ahead of time. So anyway, going back to our North and South Node. So the South Node for us often represents our karma, or the habits that we have gotten into from previous lifetimes, or even in the earlier days of this particular lifetime. And what we have to do with that is we have to understand that that becomes the experiences, like the sum total of the experiences, the gifts, and the talents that we have, that we are meant to use in a North Node way. So if you're talking about Leo and Aquarius is very group mind. It is very much about dissolving of the ego, or dissolving of the individual into the group. So if your South Node is in Aquarius, you've spent lifetimes doing that, being a part of the crowd. And now in this North Node lifetime, you are meant to become the individual, to individuate, to stand out, to self-express. And so that axis for the people who have Leo as their North Node is all about doing exactly that, breaking out of the old, let me hide in the group, and standing out there in the crowd. In other words, really, you're kind of balancing this need that you have to be the center of attention, or the focal point, but balancing that with the need that you feel to be a part of a community or a family or a group. So it's going to be an interesting time. So here we are then, too, with the United States, who has a Leo North Node. So the karma of this country, which is very much being run by the Pluto and Leo generation right now, is all about learning to balance the self with the group. And I was on this website, and this was so fascinating to me because of the Declaration of Independence, right? It set this out. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all
yes.
men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And won't you know, or don't you know, that the Leo North Node represents happiness, joy. It represents that creative energy that when it's being expressed from the heart center, opens you up to that ecstasy or bliss, right? The blissfulness. And interesting that the United States has this, but when you're looking at a document like that, that really blends those Aquarian ideals, right, the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, while simultaneously holding the right to pursue the Leo goals, which are, you know, self-motivation or self-propelling, right, that kind of stuff. During this shift, then, the U.S. power structure will be karmically charged with somehow maintaining the delicate balance of personal freedom with group accountability. And we saw a huge failure of that today in the House of Representatives. Right? Now, I doubt seriously the Senate is going to be able to repeal Obamacare. So there's still hope for us little people. But if the off chance happens and we are not able to balance the self with the group, you are going to find an entire class of U.S. citizenry that is on the warpath. And those Republicans in the Senate, in the House of Representatives might as well kiss their jobs goodbye, as well as another vital body part, because they're toast. And that is the karmically charged atmosphere we find ourselves getting into as far as the collective is concerned as we move into the summertime. Now, for you as an individual, you're also karmically charged with this same kind of energy. How do I delicately balance my needs versus the needs of the group? And maybe that group is a family situation where, you know, I remember for me, when I had my kids at home, I was always in this balancing act of what is it that Janet wants versus what is it that Janet needs to do for the family, right, for the kids. And it always seemed to me that I was always having to give up what I wanted in order to feed, clothe, house, and take care of my children or my husband or my household. And that happened to be up until about age 48 when my kids were, you know, old enough. My youngest one was old enough to move out, even though they didn't right away. And so here I am planted very firmly in the need to be able to express myself now without that group needing to be addressed as much. So it's an interesting sort of time that we're facing, and because it's a polarity, it always means we're seeking balance, seeking the balance through our charts or how it plays out in our charts. And we're giving up, or what we're letting go of, because we're never really giving up anything, but we're really letting go then of that Virgo Pisces axis, where the energy for the last 18 months has all been about serve or suffer, right? And that's, of course, the astrological paradigm. However, I framed it like this. We were having to reconnect all of the parts of ourselves that we did not want to face, the parts that we relegated to the closet, you know, the parts of us that we don't particularly want others to see or to know about us. And in the doing of that, of course, we sort of lost a part of ourselves. So for the last 18 months, you know, we've been really calling those pieces back to ourselves to create connection, to create a wholeness within ourselves. In other words, it was a very healing time, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So for those people who have the Virgo Pisces axis lit up, by their destinies being across that axis, you know, things were karmically charged for you all to get on board with the healing train. And if you weren't able to do that, life got tough, right? Life got tough. But for every one of us, we had that Virgo Pisces axis somewhere in our charts. So somewhere in our chart, we were having to work through this connection of these pieces that we had sort of let go, and finding how it was that we were meant to share our gifts, how it was that we were meant to share our talents with the world. Now that you have connected those parts, it's time to actually go out there and express them, to actually do something about them. So when we're looking at your at the regular astrology chart, there are also houses that each of those signs rule. So Leo and Aquarius rule both the fifth house and the 11th house. So this would be the natural rulers, meaning if your chart lined up with Aries on the rise, then your fifth house is going to have Leo in it and your 11th house is going to have Aquarius in it. So what we see then is a relationship then with this nodal shift in terms of the fifth house, which is the house of joy, creativity, love, romance, bliss, vacations, relaxation, fun, right? I literally call the fifth house the fun house. And that is juxtaposed against the 11th house, which is the house of the group, your friends, humanitarianism, your hopes and dreams and aspirations, the bigger hopes and dreams and aspirations. So we see that those houses also take us to a need for finding bliss or finding our creative genius. Ooh, that reminds me of the Gene Keys, everybody. Get that book, The Gene Keys, Finding Your Genius, and being able to express that in a way that's authentic for you. So then wherever these guys are transiting in your own personal charts, these are the places where you have to integrate this energy of balancing yourself against the needs of the many and or the group or the community that you're in. So I'm going to take a pause right now, and I'm going to bring in a couple people for readings. Jason, I know you can't see anybody, so I'm just going to take a guess at – I'm going to actually bring in Shelby since she's the only one who I know is out there. Hello, Shelby. Is that you?
Hi. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very good. So, Shelby – tell me what I can do for you today, because we're going to look at your north node and south node no matter what. But what else is going on in your life?
So a couple, I feel like the larger things happening in my life is I started doing art about a year ago, and I'm feeling kind of pulled in that direction to, you know, start making some money through that. And which I feel like isn't necessarily my ending career situation, but I feel like it's a lead into what I ultimately want to or feel most pulled to, most drawn to, which is around childbirth and women who've been through trauma and stuff. So that was one of the things I wanted to just see what's happening in my chart around that. And then also, the words that just come to me is, I feel like I'm a slave to my love life. And there is a part of me, like a huge part of me, and I don't know if it's just the chatter in my brain that says, I want to get into a relationship. And I feel that I do, but at the same time, I feel like I'm being pulled in every direction to not be myself in when it comes to that. So I also wanted to look at that.
Yeah, so you're one of those lucky ones that actually had their destiny return during this Virgo Pisces time, within the last 18 months. And I was just trying to pull up my ephemeris for 2016 so I could actually give you the dates for that. Unfortunately, it closed on me. So if you'll wait for just a moment, I will bring the ephemeris up. But so that means that you were under the gun to figure out how to pull all your parts together, if you will. And how was it that was going to work out for you, right? So funny thing, your actual destiny or your south node sits in the second house of money. And it feels to me like there then is probably quite a bit of lessons for you to learn around money, abundance, lack and scarcity, right? So all of these kinds of things. And almost as if perhaps in previous lifetimes you were struggling with that concept, like people in past lifetimes who've taken vows of poverty or who have in some way not been able to connect with the concept of abundance. So in this lifetime, you are moving to be able to practically express that energy in the world. So let's see here. The dates, I'm getting closer as I scroll through here. That would have been right around, this time last year. This time last year, like there would have been, 1814. So it would have been right about May 25th of last year is when you had your destiny return. And what was going on in your life at that particular time? Do you remember?
It was in March that I started painting, and it just kind of took off at that point. Like, I had no idea I even had talent. And so it was all coming as a shock at the same time as I was really trying to work through obsessions with men and trying to free myself from that. So it was around that time that I was doing that and really getting to know myself, find out what I want.
Right. And so what you would really like, I think, right now is mm-hmm. to make money doing what you love, which is your art. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, in the sense that, yes, I would like to make money doing what I love. And I do understand the part of, I'm learning the lessons around abundance, scarcity, and lack. So, yes, but I think ultimately for me, I do want to get into a doula and somebody who works with people who've been through trauma and pregnancy.
Yeah. I've heard that term before from a midwife kind of. So you actually deliver babies or you're helping in the delivery of babies? Is
helping
that right?
In somewhat. Doula is not an actual medical professional, so they help the pregnant woman. They can be throughout the whole pregnancy there, through the labor and delivery and even afterwards. So it's really more of a support system than actual medical. So
your destiny actually in Virgo really supports that role, because there's Virgo is really much considered the healing sign. When we were doing the series on Ceres, the planet, and Pluto, one of the things that we discovered is she's very much the earth goddess and very much very Virgo-like in bringing forth life, bringing forth fertility. So I think that's perfect for you as a matter of course. And guess what? You had, an interesting little side trip maybe into art that can be your avocation, the creative expression of yourself. But I really don't see any reason why you can't become this doula or something like that for your vocation. And very soon here, the planet Jupiter, she's still retrograde, so it's going to take another couple of months, but she will be transiting over your natal Pluto, and I think then you're going to see some big changes, some new patterns in relationship with both people in your personal life, but also what you do in the world cropping up for you. So very soon. And right now, I think what it is you're shifting on the internal, right? You're having to make that shift in the inward self that's going to allow you to accommodate that energy of being out in the world and doing what you love. Now, just a quick look. Jason, are you there, Jason? Because if you're there, I'm going to have you pull a couple cards for her, if you don't mind. But before we
Not
do that,
all.
I want to talk. Okay, so I want to let you know, Shelby, where the nodes are going to be as they shift into Leo for you. And that's going to be in your eighth house of transformation. So to me, the karmic challenge or the karmic path, if you will, ahead is going to be in consciously creating the shift outwardly after this short time of inward shifting that you want in your life. Does that make sense?
I think so.
As in, you're going to have to let go of some of this lack, maybe, or yeah, let's call it lack or scarcity mindedness, because you deserve to have everything you want in your life. Mm-hmm. Now, over the course of the next 18 months, the transiting nodes are going to hit your natal Black Moon Lilith, so you're going to come face to face with your shadow self. Your shadow self
isn't
in Leo.
Isn't that a lot of fun?
Change.
Yeah. Isn't that a lot of? Is that a bucket of fucking roses?
I thought I was already doing that.
No, not yet, but it will be getting there. And then further after that, the nodes will hit your natal Jupiter. So there are really good things happening, but you're going to have to confront some of these shadow things in the short term. Okay? Jason, okay. What cards did you pull?
Should we just do a general reading? Is that what you think would be appropriate?
Yeah, I think for specific for career, perhaps. Is that right, Shelby? Your
let's
main interest
little,
is career?
Let's do a little career work for Shelby. Oh. Oh, good.
You're so
excellent.
Cute, Jason.
Oh, my God. Very exciting. Shelby, I'm excited. So pardon me, but while I had you on mute, I was going over to the Wi-Fi and turning shit on and off and trying to figure out the technical part, and then I finally just gave up, so I didn't really pay attention to sorry, bad producer, but I was trying to get back online. So I didn't really hear anything that you discussed. The Three of Swords comes up in the past, and that always says to me, ooh, a relationship split and or sorrow caused by relationship. And pardon me, when I see this card with respect to work, I think, it really wasn't jamming for you. It wasn't working well. Right now, the Seven of Wands is before you, and it is the Lion card. It is a card that says whatever it is you're looking forward or trying to do, you're going to have to be one brave buckaroo and go full steam ahead. Because the wonderful part about it is that if you do that, if you do that, the Nine of Discs awaits you, and she is a big-titted woman who has a rainbow over her head and these gorgeous nine jewel-like emerald flowers growing in her garden. It means, and don't take this the wrong way, but Jan is very, very, you know, good cop. I'm not. Whatever demons you're trying to deal with, fucking do them straight on. Straight on. Very often, Janet will say to me in a human design reading, you know, all right, so this is your shit. She just never says it like that. She'll say, this is the center that's, you know, defined. This is what's coming off of it. You're kind of fucked because you have this 29th. Anyway, my point is that she says to me, no matter what the issue is, you have to move through it. You can't let it hold you back. You have to move through it. So insofar as a career is concerned, if you're planning on making a shift or climbing the ranks or anything else like that, you have everything you need to succeed. You just have to use the proper gas in your tank, okay?
Okay.
Does that make
that
any
means...
sense?
I love you, Jason.
Well, thank you, Shelby. Yeah. Where are you calling in from? What part of the world?
San Jose, California.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. I'm so
right,
jealous.
So
did you want to get a couple cards in for this obsession with men in your fucked
yes,
up head?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice. All righty. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I wish, Janet, I swear to you, we really have to figure this thing out where we're able to show the listeners, like, what cards I'm pulling so that they know that this is not, like, bullshit. Okay, so I have no idea what's going on with you sexually right now and with men, but it is quite a story here, Shelby. You know, I hope at some point you figure it out and you figure out the distinction between love and sex and recreational sex and owning your own shit and stuff like that, because in the past, I have the Eight of Swords, which is just like, it's all about being sort of put upon and headaches and issues and something that's constantly on the mind. When you see my deck of cards, the hands are on the eyes and they're cast upwards. And there are these swords that are just coming down from heaven like, Jesus Christ, I can't catch a break. I have to tell you, right now, are you dating somebody right now?
I don't know if you'd call it dating. It's terrible.
All right.
It's just terrible.
Well, all right, then you need to get the fuck out of that. And
thank
you. I need you to hear that if you were to go looking for a suitor, I would like you to see you with somebody about 5 years older than you and settled. Somebody who's a little wiser. Somebody who's a real sexy fucking daddy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, you need to find yourself one of those because that's what the card shows. And in the future, I have, interestingly enough, the two lovers, the sixth card, and the lovers that I have in my deck, I have male, 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 female, and female, female. I've picked for you the male, male, which which lets me know you're quite a trip in the bedroom. It lets me know that a lot of times you have worn the pants and such. So stop dating babies. Get yourself somebody who has the emotional, mental, and physical, as well as fucking economical security to take care of you like a princess. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because of the eighth house connection in your chart, you definitely need that authority figure, that solid guy.
Yeah.
In order
the emperor
to
came up for you. So.
Yeah. That makes sense to me, Jason. Perfectly makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say, Jason?
The Emperor card came up in the present day. So that means, you know, I'd like to see you with an older guy, somebody wiser, somebody substantial, somebody that is already, I hate to use the word settled, but established. There's the word. Especially somebody like you. I'd love to see you, especially because of this whole art thing. You need to get yourself a really well-hung artsy daddy who loves to invest and loves to be a philanthropist, and you need to have yourself a good old time.
Okay.
All right.
This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, man. Listen, I sang opera for 20-something years. Philanthropy is important in the arts, and people to even be around you is a gift because you're an artist. End of conversation.
Thank you.
All right, Shelby, thank you so much for calling in today, for waiting
thank
on the line
for you. Thank
you both. You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to put you back into the queue, and let's see. Let's bring in area code 917. I have no idea who you are. Hello, who is this?
Is it Rachel?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hey, this is Erica. How are you?
I'm great, Erica. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I see Mercury still fully in swing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
Oh, my God. So, Erica, I'm going to put you back in the queue for a minute because I'm really looking for the people who sent me their chart stuff ahead of time. So
no worries.
If I can't, I'll get back to you. I'll be right back to you. Okay, so let's see. Is this Tom? Tom is a shoe.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, hey. I can.
Hey, I have a theory about all the beeping you guys are hearing because I'm hearing it too.
I'm not hearing any beeping.
Oh, I'm hearing the beeping that Jason was talking about. Perhaps it's all the profanity echoing across the United States.
Or it could be the aliens.
That does not surprise me for even 1 minute. The aliens.
Yeah, man. Got to get my alien conspiracy brothers out there. Give a shout to them, man. It's the fucking aliens, dude. It's the fucking aliens, man. All that anal probing.
Hey, do you have your foil hat on?
Yes. I'm guarding myself from being anally probed.
And shiny
Yeek!
Side out.
Yeek! So, Tom, how the hell are you? How's life?
Yeah. Oi. Since, well, you know sort of what's going on. I followed Jason's advice and I got an, for the housing situation, I followed Jason's advice and got an advocate, and we have a strong case, but I'm the hearing is coming up on May 11th. And I'm still, you know, as much as I get told it's okay, strong case, blah, 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 I still get really nervous. So I'm trying to do as much self-care as I can. Today I went for a walk in the forest and just tried to, you know, just tried to chill out.
Mm-hmm. You mean you're human, right? You're human because
yeah.
You get worried or into your head a lot about, you know, the things that, you know, we really like to know for sure what's going on. That's just human nature. Like I've been struggling with, where am I going to live? I mean, I'm out of this place at the end of June and I still don't have a direction on where I'm going to live. And that has bugged me to no end. So I get it. We like to know, you know, where's our base going to be? And for you, you know, you're
it's a lot of work to keep the faith.
It is, absolutely. But, you know, having that kind of faith is definitely what's called for in the face of not being in control, right? We are not in control often of the circumstances. You can't control what, you know, the other person's attorney is going to do, or their advocate, or what they're going to say, or how they perceive this whole thing. So all you can do is do what you can do for you, right? And that means that you've got to take care of your own self and watch the mind. That provides us with stinking thinking. And in this case, I want you to stay out of that kind of stinking thinking. Stay to the positive. And what is it that you want to see? How do you want this to go? Or what do you want as the outcome? Maybe that's the better question. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're actually in a time right now where the nodes are really shaking up your chart. Because if you've got your copy of the chart that I... You can see that there's a shit ton of planets on the north node side of the chart between Leo and Virgo, and there's another ton of them on the opposite end in Aquarius and Pisces. So you can see you're in the thick of a lot of planetary energy being triggered. And when that happens, it means things are moving and shaking and shifting in our lives. And the last time this kind of a shakeup would have been happening for you would have been 19 to 20 years ago. So let's round it to 20 years. This is 2017. So it would have been in 1997-ish, 1998, 1999. And that would have been the last time this level of shakeup was occurring, right? So as I look at your chart today, the true node sitting at 0-3 Virgo, like on top of your natal north node, south node at 0 degrees Virgo Pisces.
So run away.
No. This is not runaway time. This is run toward time, right? Because your 0 degrees Virgo says you've got to do the work, right? You have to have all the details. You have to have all of the parts, pieces of this puzzle put together, because if you try to allow the other people to control what this is going to be about for you, then you're going to be disappointed in its end. So that means you've got to come with your paperwork or with your documentation or with whatever it is that your experience has been in this issue with your landlord, and bring that to the table. But you also have to make sure that you're clean and clear and connected, and that you're not expecting bad things to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but because it's kind of a balancing act between the doubt and the faith, like you say.
Right. Yeah. Getting out of doubt. Get out of self-doubt. And I would say at this point is a time for you to claim what you want. You know, one day, I'm going to tell you the story, and I may have told you the story before, I don't know. But I was experimenting last year with this energy of I create my reality, or that it's my job to determine what I want. And so what I did, one day I had this little altercation going on with the power company here. And I decided that what I needed to do was to actually claim what I wanted, what was the result that I wanted from this conversation that I was going to have with them. And so the lady on the phone, you know, she answers, and then she has to put me on hold to get the right person to talk to. And I am coaching myself through this conversation as to how I want this to come out. And I laid very specific things out, like I wanted this taken care of in the they were trying to charge me extra money, so I did not want to have to pay the extra money. I wanted an apology. I wanted it to be amicable. And I could go through this process of this conversation. When the woman got back on the phone with me, we went through that exact conversation. Literally, I even got the apology that I wanted, even though, you know, there was no reason for her to, it wasn't her fault personally that this happened. So my whole point in sharing this is that we are creating it every moment. If your expectation is going to be that you're going to go in and get beaten up, then I don't know that you can expect anything less. If you go in there and say, I want this to be amicable, that they're going to realize that I was not doing something that I shouldn't have been doing, or that, you know, that there's another way to do this without the worst case situation, that I'm going to get an apology. If you go in there with that kind of what do I want, then your chances of coming out of this are really good, in a good way, I mean. Okay? But if you're going to go in there with this, you know, oh, woe is me kind of thing, that's going to be a problem. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because I really think this is going to be, you know, your north node is moving out of the dark of the 12th house and into the light of the 11th house. It's moving backwards, as the nodes always do. They kind of back into a sign. And so they're backing into Leo from 0 degrees Virgo. And so it all becomes about what's heart-centered. How do I really want to see this taken care of? Okay.
Okay.
Tom. Right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have faith. Have faith.
Okay.
And your job is to now put out how it is you want this to end. How do you want this to turn out? What do you envision as the conversation? What's the demeanor? What is the end result? The what, right? The what I want is I want to be able to stay in the house I'm living in. I want it to be an amicable relationship we have from now on. And I want an apology for having drunk you with this or for the misunderstanding. Whatever it is that you want, you got to claim it. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. I think the turnout, I think you're set up for a really good turnout. Meaning the final way this ends is going to be beneficial. Even if it turns out in a way that is unexpected, or maybe not exactly what you had in mind, it can be that or something better. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Could be a chance to have dreams come true, you're thinking too, like in the next, like towards now to summer kind of thing, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be surprising, because the next planet the nodes hit for you is Uranus, and that's always about surprises. Out of the blue thing.
Okay.
So.
When you say surprises, like, is that a good thing, or is like?
Well, how is
a positive surprise?
It?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, yeah. It's the result that I want.
Too, but it's, you know, positive and negative are not the way I want to frame this. So how I want to frame this is it can be surprising how out of something that you thought was a dark prognosis, something awesome happens because of it. Right. It's belief that the universe is being your best friend in this case, no matter what the outcome. Faith.
Right.
In the benevolence of the universe. So, okay. I think it's going to be good. I really do. The sun is moving into your ninth house. That's the house of courts and lawyers and the actual, you know, being in the legal system, and with the sun here, you know, that's good news. All right.
Cool.
All right, Tom. Thanks so much. Always good talking to you.
Thank
and
you. Does Jason have a card, or have we lost him?
You know what? Only because of time, why don't you call me this coming week on the show?
Okay.
And we will, We'll approach you then. Give a week time. Give about a week time for things to decant.
Okay.
Awesome, Perfect. Tom. Putting you back in.
Cool.
Much love.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Janet, believe it or not, the end of the show, the connection comes back, and I'm back into the studio now. I have another lady by the name of Roseanne on the line for you.
Nice. Roseanne. Oh, Roseanne.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So tell me how I can help you.
Yeah,
what's up in
I
your
just
work?
Wanted to know. Oh, my gosh, a lot, but we'll just get to the good stuff.
Well,
so,
you're one of my, let's see if I can say this without offending you. You're my reverse polarity girl today. Meaning
what?
That reverse polarity.
Yes. That's why I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd be really intrigued because the south node for you is at your north node. And the north is at your south node. So this is like the halfway point for you in your in your round of destiny. So in other words, about 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago, you had a destiny return. And you started out on a new pathway. You know, you walked through a new portal because that's what the destiny returns do. And now you're halfway through it. And so it's a check-in time, right? Check-in as in, you know, how do I feel about what opened up for me 9 years ago? And what do I need to do now to more maybe fully get in alignment with that energy? So, you know, you're really here with the group dynamic as your focus, right? Because that's what your destiny is in Aquarius. It's that group dynamic. It's the... Oh, what is it they say in Star Trek? It is the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. And in your case, that was your destiny, right? The needs of the many. And so if the focus that you have had for the last 9 years has been overly on you as the individual, this is your time to correct that and get more in alignment with what your actual destiny is. Which is the group, right? So I think this is really going to be a good time for you. In fact, your north node sits at 29 degrees. It's actually at 29 degrees of, 29 Aquarius.
Yeah.
Zero Virgo. So you're literally just days away from this change in energy. And it's going to hit you bad. Right, you may have already been feeling this building up.
Yeah,
like Tom,
I have.
You're feeling the build up toward it, and so the more and more that you can accommodate the group, right? Or I don't want to say dissolve yourself into the group, but to work more with the group mind, or to work more with humanitarian goals and that type of thing, the more you're going to be on path or on target.
I'm feeling it.
But yours is so fascinating to me because your north node is in the first house. So the first house is all about you, right? So for you, all of this is a delicate balance between your needs and the needs of the many. And so I want to make sure that you don't leave yourself out of the equation. Just because it seems like your north node is all about the group, you have to be a part of that group yourself, right? That means you have to accord yourself the same things that you would for any member of the group.
Like being in front of the group, maybe?
Being a leader that would come into play here. Being if you're a healer and you're working with a group on healing, don't forget that you can also be healed.
Oh, yeah. because I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so good. This is pretty exciting for you, especially if
it's
you
really
don't
exciting.
Fall into the trap. Yeah, don't fall into the trap of making it all about you, because it really is all about you and your friends, you and your group, you and your fan club, or, you know, you and whoever it is that you're working with in the world. Okay, let me take a look here and see what else fun is going on. Are you starting a new education program or anything? Teaching?
Yes. Yes.
That looks like it's a very positive step for you, because the sun is fully focused on that third house for you right now, which is about communication. And that could be a teaching, it can be lecturing, it can actually be writing, it can be internet marketing, it can be any number of things in the communication sciences. And that's very much sort of focusing in right now. Money should be pretty good for you at this point, too. Venus
money is really good, yeah.
Yeah, she is fast tracking to your second house, and she rules money. So I would say, you know, in the near future, more of the things that you're doing are creating more income for you. So,
yay.
Positive. Yeah. So did you have a question or something specific? How does it get better than this?
I just, you know, I had some health issues, nothing major, but I don't know if, like, that's something, too, that's going to hopefully clear up. It's just a lingering thing.
Can you be a little more specific, or is it something you don't really want to talk about? Because there's nothing going on here.
Because it was just a random, like, sudden accident that I had. And it's been a few months now, and it's still kind of there. So I'm just hoping it's going to go. Nothing major. It's just a little longer than I like. And I typically don't get sick or have any issues. But anyway, it was just a freak accident. And now it's kind of like still there. 3 months. Let's see what we're into now. And I'm a little impatient with that.
Yeah. Did it involve your neck or your head or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the good news is that you're passing out of that phase. Usually... Usually Mars is the one that's the indicator in an accident, because usually it's a wake-up call, right? There's something that you weren't ready to see, especially if it happened during the time of Mars and Aries, which would have been about the head. And sometimes, you know, you've heard the saying, you need the bump on the head to wake up, right? Or
total bump on the head. Total bump on the head. Totally.
There you go.
That's amazing.
So what were you not awakened to yet that now you have awakened to? And the more, just keep tapping into your body. What was it I needed to see? Or what was it I needed to hear? What was it I needed to know that I wasn't connecting to? And the more and more you do that, the faster this is going to heal and move on.
Okay, great.
And I wonder if
that's really helpful.
Yeah, does it have something to do with the way you're making? The way you're making money.
Oh, yeah. It did, for sure. Yeah.
So hopefully you got the message that Mars delivered, and things will change. Okay.
That's
all right,
so
sweetie.
Amazing.
That's all
Thank you.
I've only got about a minute and a half left, so I hope that helps, and we'll
thank
make
you.
Sure that make sure you keep in contact with me so we know what's going on, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to put you back into the queue. Thank you so much for calling in today. I want to thank everybody out there in my audience, and I also want to thank Jason for stepping in, even though his internet was behaving badly. Jason, you're my star. And,
oh, I love you too. Sorry about all that. What can you do?
That's all right. You kind of out of our control.
Better late than never, you know.
Absolutely. So for the next couple of shows on Living Astrology, I just want to let people know next week we're actually going to be talking with a gentleman from a nonprofit organization whose focus is intentional creation. How awesome and auspicious is the timing, because that'll be the 2 days right after the nodes make their shift. And I think it'll be really timely. And then on the 18th, we're going to be doing a show on relationships. And we'll have a couple of people who are in relationship, and we'll be talking with them about that relationship and how we can look at it from astrology and human design as a way to help you facilitate that relationship. So for now, goodbye, everybody. Have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week.